Apple.com today.
This time tomorrow, we'll be talking about the beer fest at the White House with a policeman, the professor, and the president. Do you believe that's been going on for a week? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. In the meantime, that Holocaust nutball museum shooter, the suspect was indicted, as he should have been. I was so worried, ultimately, when he shot and he killed that guard, sadly, that he himself wouldn't have survived. He did, so I think he'll get his just desserts in a courtroom. In the meantime, speaking of the professor and all the controversy that has opened up the debate on racism and what's happening in this country, and was he a victim, the professor, a victim of racial profiling, the 911 caller has been kicking up a lot of dust because she feels as though she was unfairly called a racist. You know, the problem was she had no idea who her neighbor was. She thought somebody was breaking in because there had been break-ins in the area. So she thought she was being a good neighbor, I guess, by making that 911 call. And look how it turned out. It's become a firestorm of epic proportions when something hangs around for a week. And, of course, the reason, once again, not to say this for the 100th time on this show, but the reason it became a big deal is because Obama made the comment about the police department in Cambridge, Massachusetts, by saying that they acted stupidly in arresting his friend, the professor, Skip Gates. So that magnified everything. I don't know that I'm not saying it might not have been a story. It could have been, for sure, but I don't know that it would have been magnified as much. And the suggestion of having the conversation actually came from the sergeant himself, and then it prompted Obama to think, yeah, let's invite the professor too and see how this happens. A lot of people think that the sergeant shouldn't even go for the way the police department was treated. Do you think that is actually, though, a fair thing to say? I think it's smart for him to go, because why not? Let him go. Maybe he gets an apology from the president. I don't know. What's said behind closed doors? And do you think it's going to be a photo op? I have a feeling it's going to be a photo op. Right? Maybe not. Maybe it's not going to be. There was news of this picnic table being set up, and it just may be a private moment, but somehow I sort of doubt that. I think that it's going to end up being all over the place. And ultimately, the one thing that really didn't happen was any sort of a real apology to the folks at Cambridge, the police there, although Obama did say it's his fault for ratcheting it up, ratcheting this whole thing up. So he's trying to rectify it with this meeting in Washington. You can throw in your 2 cents on that, 800-259-5791. Of course, we're talking about health care, too, and now what's being tossed around about the elderly and people on Medicaid and the conversation, the death conversation that they could have once every 5 years to decide whether or not they still want to get treatment for whatever life-threatening ailment they have. Some people think, well, that's stupid. It's fair. It should be that way, and it'll save money, so what's the big deal? Others say it's ridiculous. It's ghoulish. It's basically killing off the elderly population and saying, hey, we don't care. You get really sick, and it looks like it's a path where you're not going to make it out of it. Well, you're already up there in the years anyway, so why not think about not extending your health care, not going to the third or fourth doctor, not getting the expensive medicine. You can always weigh in on that one. You know my thoughts. I think it's a personal decision as to what you want to do, and we already have things in place for that, for if you go into a coma, the do not resuscitate thing, all that sort of stuff. You can have that in place in your right now, in your 20s, your 30s, whatever. You don't have to be 93 years old, like my grandfather. Happy birthday. He celebrated John Fitzgerald, his birthday. Can we have some applause? John Fitzgerald, 93 years old, my grandfather, in, that's a Boston. celebrating in Largo, Florida. I talked to him today. He's got a steel trap mind, sounded good. You know, he himself is scared about the end of his life, I think. And he right now is in an apartment, in assisted living. It's an apartment style thing. But after a while, if you have too many little health concerns, they boot you out of it and put you into a nursing home. Luckily, knock on wood, my grandfather is fine. He's had a couple of scares, but he's weathering everything. And 93 is, I think, just incredible. It's an incredible number to hit, and people have certainly lived much longer than 93. So we'll go down that path of healthcare. Coming up on the show, I'm really excited. We have a guest who is a well-known physicist. If you ever thought of questions about the Earth, all those scientific things, you know, you didn't understand in class because you were just okay in science, or you got bored by some of the technical stuff that happened when you got to that part of the book, or you right from the get-go, you were bored. Because, of course, the emphasis now is on math and science for girls and for boys in school and to get into college. That's where the great need lies in this country. So we're going to talk to him in another couple of minutes on the show coming up around the bend. And would you believe this is still in the news? Where is Michael Jackson's body? Supposedly, it's unclear as to where he's located. How does this happen? Is it just rumors to keep this story alive and kicking, pardon the pun, if you will? Or truly, is the knowledge of various body parts and whatnot not readily available? I would think to at least family members somebody has to know. See, what people forget is with where they said last week that Michael Jackson, his body didn't have a nose, that he had a prosthetic nose and there was just a hole in his face that was starting to be reported. The one thing about a Jehovah's Witness is they have to have their body intact. So if there are pieces, for whatever reason, of Jackson in other places, then to bury him properly, according to the religion that his mother certainly practices and that he grew up with, you would have to have everything in place. So now we're talking about a month after this sudden death of the pop idol. And you've got that, remember that rose-covered casket we saw at that public memorial back on July 7th? Yeah, I know, it seems a long time ago. Well, then there was controversy as to what was really in the casket. So reports say that Jackson's body is in an above ground white marble crypt that is owned by Berry Gordy at Forest Lawn Cemetery in the Hollywood Hills. Gordy, because he's close to the family, supposedly offered the family the use of it until they finalized plans on where to bury his body. But of course, a spokesperson for him is denying it and saying it's not true, that it's incorrect, that no such thing ever happened, and that they're not commenting on anything that they know. Now, according to the death certificate, the body's temporary resting place is in Forest Lawn, where they had this private memorial service. Mm. You got to think, I said this, it's a question of do they want people tramping around the cemetery to go and see the grave, because I think that's what would happen. I believe that the family, because of the religion, they don't really want that, unless Joe Jackson, of course, is involved. Then it becomes a whole different story. We're talking about the Earth, baby. That's next on America Tonight.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
How'd you do in science when you were a kid? Were you great at it? Did you like to talk about the earth and planets and everything in between? I liked science. I did. The first time around, I think the first time I was introduced to science, I'd say maybe it was a little bit shaky, but then I had a great teacher, and the teacher made all the difference in the world. I have a feeling that Dr. Robert Piccioni is one of those guys. He has lectured all over the place, from Harvard to Caltech, Stanford, and cruise ships, talking to small kids and everybody in between. He is somebody who certainly knows about the wonders of the universe and the wonders of science, and we appreciate him coming on America Tonight for something completely different that I think the audience will enjoy. Hey, Doc, how are you?
Kate, I'm fine. How are you tonight?
I'm good. It's really true. I was fascinated by science. Originally, no. But then I had a good teacher when I was like in fourth grade, and then it was all about the Earth, baby, for me. I wanted to know everything about the Earth. Do you find that science is now becoming more accessible to people? Because, of course, the push is, even at the tail end of the Bush administration, in his last State of the Union address, he was saying, you know, we need more people. We need more students to embrace math and science and to go in this direction. Do you feel it's becoming more accessible to young students? Their minds are open to scientific things?
You know, I dream that that may be true. I can't tell you that I see evidence at the national level in statistics. But when I talk to kids, they are very curious, they're excited, they want to know about the solar system, they want to know about the Earth, just as you said, and they never cease to have this curiosity that drives them. And what someone like me can only hope to do is to keep that flame that naturally exists, keep that flame lit until they, as they get older and older, then they'll be able to learn to do that themselves.
Yeah. When we talk about the Earth, what are some things about the Earth that we all should know that you have a feeling that a lot of us don't know?
The Earth is an absolutely remarkable place. It is not just the best of 8 planets. It might be the best of 1 million or 1 billion planets. The Earth has just the right mass to support life. It's located in the right sort of galaxy to support life. It's the right distance from the center of the galaxy to support life. We all know, I think, that it's the right distance from the sun to support life. Mm. And the sun is the right kind of star to support life. The Earth has a molten iron core, which gives it a very large magnetic field, and that magnetic field protects our atmosphere from the solar wind. Mars, for instance, does not have a magnetic field of much size at all, and its atmosphere was eroded by the solar wind long ago. The Earth has the largest moon in the entire solar system as a percentage of the host planet. And the moon stabilizes the Earth's rotational axis so that we have consistent seasons. So the list goes on and on. I mean, it's really amazing how special the Earth really is and how special we are.
Yeah, boy, no kidding.
We are made of the most rare and precious ingredients in the entire universe. The atoms in our body took billions of years to be created, and they were gathered from vast distances. The atoms in our body were created in the center of very massive stars, which had short lives and exploded and spread those atoms out into the galaxy.
Yeah.
So the saga of life itself and how life has evolved and what were the odds against it, I think, is really a staggering story that is more amazing than any science fiction novel I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. You know, you mentioned in the planets, you mentioned Mars, and now there's all this talk about the exploration of Mars, which I think is completely fascinating, and I'm fascinated by the whole NASA thing anyway, and the discoveries and things we can learn about the Earth and things that we can learn about other planets. How do you feel about getting up there and getting to Mars and learning more about Mars?
Well, we've learned a lot from the unmanned probes, but people are a lot smarter than robots.
Mm.
And so I'm sure we will learn a great deal more when the first astronaut lands. It's going to be an enormous challenge, and it's going to be a great personal risk for those brave souls that go up there.
Yeah, no kidding. Because obviously, in going to the Mars, you'd have to worry about all kinds of things in trying to sustain life and how long you could go for and the exploration and what you could go. You know, don't they have craters that have flare-ups and stuff that you have to worry about?
They have the largest volcanic. I think it's a dormant volcano, but they have the largest volcano in the solar system on Mars.
Wow.
And without an atmosphere, even micrometeorites that impact the surface will come straight at you. And, you know, we're protected by our atmosphere not only from the radiation of the sun, but also from these micrometeorites. If one of those even a grain of sand comes at you at 25,000 miles per hour, it's going to go right through you. So
yes,
it could be a very dangerous place to be.
Yeah, you can imagine, and from what I hear, it's incredible what they're going through in trying to make this happen. Because as you just said, there's so many unforeseen things that you know you think exist, but you don't. There are things you're not positive about because we just don't know. And like you said, brave souls certainly going up. Now, when you talk to groups like you're talking to the brains, when you go to Harvard and you go to Stanford and Caltech, you're talking about really smart people that are absorbing something that you're lecturing them about. What kind of things do you lecture those kind of people about?
That's where I grew up. Those were all my alma maters. And I taught there, and it was a great experience. But what I like more is to go to a middle school or to go to a high school or to talk to some retired people who know nothing about physics, who are allergic to math, and who think that, you know, somehow they can't get all this. And for me to go there and give them a presentation about stars or black holes or Einstein's theory of something and have a glimmer in their eye, you know, maybe they don't get 100% of it, but they get a lot. You know, that is, to me, a lot more fun.
Speaking of that, I asked some listeners to send in questions to my mm-hmm. email if they had any. I got one from Jake, who listens to us every night in Austin. And Jake said, this might sound like a stupid question, but ask the professor what he knows about wormholes.
Wormholes. Well, wormholes are a theoretical object. I mean, no one's ever seen one. We believe that the whole universe is full of very minute wormholes, I mean, absolutely submicroscopic. But the ones that are more interesting are the ones that are large enough that you might be able to go through. And there is some disagreement among physicists as to whether that would ever be possible. But a wormhole is, in some sense, the throat of a black hole. And Einstein said at one point that it would be possible that the wormhole might come out the other side, maybe into a different universe. And so there's a glimmer in some people's eye that you might be able to go into a wormhole and come out in a very distant place. Now, maybe it's an R universe in a very distant location, or maybe it's in a different universe. And this is all entirely speculative. There's no evidence for that, and our theories aren't advanced enough that we could do the math and calculate what the answer is, but there is this dream. Now, the hitch is you have to keep the wormhole from collapsing because it would naturally want to do that.
Right.
And you need to have an enormous energy source to keep the wormhole open.
Yeah. So it's interesting. That's like time travel.
Well, yes. I mean, you could use a wormhole for time travel or for space travel.
Mm.
Because after all, Einstein said that time and space were two sides of the same coin.
Right. I don't know. It'd be interesting.
So that was not a dumb question at all, Jake. That was a great question.
It wasn't a dumb question. Absolutely not. Hey, Doc, thanks. Our time was way too short. We'll have to have you on again. Will you join us again, and we'll get some more questions, and we'll have some more things to talk about. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Kate.
Good night. Thank you. Smart man. PhD, dude. You heard him say. His old stomping grounds, Harvard, Caltech, and Stanford. Imagine some of the theories that you could talk about with him. We've got our own theories coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
I checked myself a whole, just the usual one.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Kate Delaney here on America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. We go from talking to a well-known physicist to talking about water and air quality. A new study came out today that actually is kind of frightening. There are 6,000 beaches in the United States, and some of them that have water quality that it's so poor, it's causing pink eye and the flu if you swim in the water. Yeah. And we're talking like Illinois and Ohio, they're on the list for poor water quality. Well, that'd be enough to keep you out of the water, wouldn't it? Well, there's a chance if I swim here, I could get pink eye. Ooh, no thank you. So what is it in the water that is causing that? We're going to talk about that in just a second. But in the meantime, something else that I found completely just mind-boggling. You know when you're on an elevator, you're going up an escalator, or you're in a small, confined place, and some, you would think, woman has, or maybe a man if it's cologne, has sprayed on too much cologne or too much perfume, and you can't feel like you can't breathe, and it's just, for some reason, maybe you think, well, maybe it's allergies or whatever. Check this out in Fort Worth, Texas. They had 150 people at a Texas bank call center, okay? And they had to be taken to the hospital, some of them. 34 people were taken to hospitals. 12 had to go by ambulance because they were dizzy and they had shortness of breath. And this was at a Bank of America call center. And then 110, the rest of them, the 110, were treated right there at the scene. So what was it? The firemen were crawling all over the place. Was it some kind of carbon monoxide or some other toxic fume? What possibly could it be? What it was that two people started to complain after a coworker sprayed perfume. And then some others got sick and started to leave the building. Now, they don't know what they're not saying anyway. because I want to know what that perfume is. That there's some type of perfume was sprayed, and that's what caused it. And I'm thinking, what was it? Was it Obsession, Calvin Klein? Was it? I mean, who knows? It just could have been anything. Could have been a product from wherever. But who's to know what's toxic and what's not toxic? I guarantee there's some of you out there that know what I mean. When somebody puts on too much cologne or perfume, and you can tell, and it's awful. But to get that many people sick and have that many people hauled off in an ambulance, dizzy and fainting and all this other sort of stuff, wow. I want to know what that perfume was. Got any guesses for us, Donovan?
Solitude for women.
Solitude. How about White Diamonds, Liz Taylor's perfume? Who knows? It's just crazy. So I think they know what it is. They just didn't want to release it because then the company, that could spark a mega lawsuits, of course. All that from the call center, that many people, there's something to that. How much did she pour on her? Did she pour like the half a bottle or what? It had to be bad. But I've been there. I've been someplace where somebody put on too much perfume and you felt like it, you know, you felt like you couldn't breathe. But I don't know what kind it was. Here's a more serious thing, because this was a study that came out. Now, check this out. There's an annual report that they do that concluded that beach water quality is not improving across the country. Shocking. 7%, because I know many of you are headed to beaches or spent time at the beach listening to me, 7% of water samples in 2008 violated health standards. And that means that you had the presence of human or animal waste. This is a report that's done by the Natural Resource Defense Council. So pollution from maybe dirty stormwater runoff, sewage overflows is making its way to the beaches. And that's awful to think about that, too. Especially for someone like me, I've gone to a ton of different beaches in the past 2 years to swim all over the place. So here's what the deal is. I mentioned the thing about pink eye, even the flu, and it's costing people days off of work and billions of dollars, so the coasts aren't clean. The report showed that Louisiana was terrible. 29% of the samples violated standards. Ohio, 19%. Indiana, 18%. Illinois, 15%. You know who had actually the cleanest water? Delaware. And there's a great beach there, Rehoboth Beach. New Hampshire and Virginia, of course. Virginia Beach had the lowest violation rates. They just had 1%. Yeah. 1%. And it's funny, I looked down the list, like one, they did it by stars. It's a 5-star guide to U.S. beaches. And they rated like 200 beaches, okay? And 5 stars is the highest ranking. So I looked at the 1-star, and wouldn't you know it, I swam last year at Myrtle Beach. They got 1-star, bad. Avalon in New Jersey, 1-star, bad. I swam there. And then another one, a beach that I like, Venice Beach in Florida, wouldn't you know, they got 1-star, too. And I know a bunch of you out there are swimming. Now, for 5 stars, a lot of the California beaches, like Newport Beach, Laguna Beach, of course, it's freezing Pacific water. It's tough to swim in the Pacific. It is. And then New Hampshire, I mentioned Hampton Beach State Park did well. And you know what? In Minnesota, Park Point at Beach House did well. In Maryland, Ocean City, that's a very popular beach, also did pretty good, got the 5-star rating. But it makes you think a little bit about jumping in and getting some of that pink eye or the flu. Sam is listening to us across the border in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, my gorgeous favorite person in all of the United States.
Thank you. Do you swim a lot? Do you swim in Montreal? Is there like a lake or something you go to?
Well, yeah, there is a beach near the old Expo 67 site. But the thing is, my brother and sister-in-law have an in-ground pool.
Oh, so you're one of those pool people.
Yeah, I'm one of those pool. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No. I've swum in pools too.
Right.
But I love the beach. And
right.
I guess because we have so many great beaches, I've gone to a bunch of them, and
right.
I just don't want to end up with pink eye.
Well, a lot of people here also, if they want to go away for the day, they go to Plattsburgh Beach. I haven't heard anything yet whether the water's good or bad yet, and no one's complained, so I really couldn't tell you about Plattsburgh Beach. And
they didn't make the list.
Right. Well, you took a quick look at New York State. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Now, what? Any in New York City, per se? Like did Coney Island make the list?
Yeah, they didn't make the – they made the list as not so good. A couple of those beaches in Jersey and New York, not so good.
Okay,
that makes sense
say,
because of the population and what are they doing to clean it, yeah.
Well, we won't say anything about New Jersey because we know you're from there and I know you love it.
Thanks.
Oh, by the way, did you call your grandfather and wish him happy birthday?
I did, 93.
Oh, but, I hope I'm spry like him at 93.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, okay, but also, there were also some nude beaches here around Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And
are
that's
they popular?
With some people, yeah. But when you go to them, the security, what the security does is they will confiscate any cameras
mm-hmm.
and cell phones just to make sure you don't take pictures and put it on the internet or Craigslist or
anything else, of course, yeah. Facebook, whatever.
Yeah, or anything else of that nature. I know in the city of Toronto right now they're just cleaning up their beaches. I guess I don't know if you've heard. Their blue collar workers were on strike for like close to 6 weeks.
Yeah, so it had to be pretty messy.
Yeah, so I went to say, you see, Toronto. I went because I gave them a little. I called my relatives. I said, you see, Toronto's not such a good city anymore. They said, how come your blue collar workers don't go on strike? Because we have something here called essential services.
Right.
And blue collar workers are considered essential services. Just like if the buses go on strike here, they have to also apply essential services, which means from like 6:30 in the morning till 9, from like 3:30 in the afternoon till 6, and then again from like 10 till midnight. The buses and the metros have to give essential service. So, I mean, but otherwise
they can't cut out of that. Yeah.
No, they can't. But the beach here in Montreal near the Expo 67 site, when I did go. Yes, the water was clean by their standards, but the water was clean. A lot of sand, of course. You have the kids all running around, but you know that's part of the beach. And of course, I fall asleep and I wake up red as a cherry. And
yeah, that's the other danger of the beach. You have
right.
Now they've got sunscreen. I know because when I was in Maui, they have sunscreen
right.
that's 50 and 70, Sam. That you get
right.
70.
Mm-hmm.
You can spray on yourself, so it's just crazy. Hey, thanks
yes.
for the phone call. Be careful out there.
Okay, take care.
All right, and talking about the beaches, as I said, Orange County also, they had high ratings for their beaches, and that's Orange County, California. Also with high ratings, they said Minnesota, New Hampshire, Maryland, and Alabama, but 13 beaches rated just one star. And I said a couple of them. 5 were in Florida, which, of course, a lot of people go. And that's a popular beach area, the one I mentioned, Venice. 4 were in Jersey, also a popular beach. 2 in South Carolina, Myrtle Beach. A lot of people go to Myrtle Beach. And 1 in Connecticut and 1 in New York. But here's the thing. The illnesses from the polluted beach water includes not just the pink eye I mentioned, but skin rashes, stomach flu, ear, nose, throat problems, hepatitis. Awful. Terrible things. The report found that a 10% drop in days that the beaches were closed or advisories were issued, but it attributed to a decline in those dry conditions and the funding and the monitoring and all that sort of stuff. So when the rains come back, pollution gets forced back up too. So they've got more closing and more advisories.
As you already know, drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
That's the name of the show. You want to get in touch with us, there's an easy way to do that, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Earlier, of course, I was talking about the latest thing with health care reform, of course, getting tossed to a fall vote. Don't think there's going to be enough to make that happen in the next week. Duh. It was obvious. And I agree with what now finally some people are starting to say. It's what I've been saying all along, and so have many of you. How come the rush to do this now and no real thought into it? I'm not saying that people haven't done some research or some work on their little part of what could happen or how do we pay for this, but not enough. 1,000 pages, we don't even have enough time to go through the 1,000 pages, and half the people who are voting on this have no clue what's in the pages. I hate that. Voting on measures or bills that are half-assed or not even read. So that's no good. You're voting on something, you know, would you sign a piece of paper that you had no idea what it said? In other words, when you sign anything, I don't know, life insurance, when you sign a mortgage agreement, etc., do you read everything in that, or you just throw your name on the bottom line and just assume that everything's correct in it? Of course you read it. So the fact that most in the House and the Senate haven't even read half of it is ridiculous. Stu is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. First of all, just real quick, they really don't matter. It doesn't really matter what they're signing on them 1,000 pages because they don't look at it as their money and their hard-earned money going out because you're not going to fall under the same benefits.
That's right.
So, it's like the stimulus package, you know. I had a couple of my helpers read it. Mm-hmm. No, I haven't read it. Look, we're going to get screwed one way or another for the next 3 years, so I've been over grabbing my ankles and just getting prepared. Hey, on those beaches, I don't lie to know, was Vero Beach in there in Florida?
No, Vero Beach didn't make the bad list. Vero Beach was five star.
See, Vero is an awesome beach. Now I'm taking my kids down Lido Beach, L-I-D-D-O Beach, down there by Sarasota.
Yeah, I love that beach.
Yeah, we're going down there in October. After this new baby's born, we're heading down there. But
yeah,
Sarasota's
nice. All the beaches all around in Sarasota are nice.
It is bad. Sarasota
yeah, I think
is
so too.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to Ringling Brothers Mansion?
Yep.
That is just, it is. I've been there several times. I'm taking kids down this year for it. But we had a place in Vero Beach for years, and I really like Vero Beach. Vero Beach is a nice town. That's on the east side. You just got to deal with all them Northeasterners. You know what I'm talking about there, Kate.
Of course.
First of all, that California girls list, and I said it before, the Beach Boys, they were incompetent. They'd never been to Texas, or the Texas draw seemed real Texas. Cornbread women, corn-fed women, they were all out there in California with the fake breasts and the fake nose and blue facelift and this and that. But now, I don't know about you, but I know you were in Maui last week.
Yeah.
When you had to go to the bathroom, did you exactly get out, walk 3 miles looking for a restroom?
I knew you were going to ask me that question.
There's going to be some kind of waste in there. I mean, I just... Stan, I got to tell you this really quick story. It was kind of funny. I was dating this girl down to Fort Lauderdale and one time, and we went to the beach. We were sitting out there and had a few drinks, and I'd go to the bathroom, you know, and here I'm just a country boy, you know, we go anywhere. And she's like, oh, no, go stand in the ocean and do it. It won't hurt you. So I'm standing at the ocean. I'm going, and it's a little while later. She's, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. I said, Carol, go out there. She was a Jersey girl. I said, go out there to the ocean. You told me it does. She went out there, and, of course, she pulls up her skirt to go, and a wave hits her, flops her head over heels. I laughed so hard. And she called me like 4 years later, and she said, I was just coming out of Key West, and I got thinking about you. She said, you remember that day we were on the beach? I said, my God, I will go to my grave remembering that day. That was hilarious. Because she was about half tipsy, and she just kind of goes to go, and all of a sudden a wave hits her, man. And it hits her just right, just makes her do a flip, man. I got laughing so hard. But, you know, I mean, I guess you're going to have that stuff. And, you know, you've got natural things out there. I don't know what they're talking about animal waste, but, you know, it's just, you're going to have it, I guess. That sounds bad to say, but, you know.
Well, you know what? It depends on how bad you're talking about the pollutants. Now, Vero is good. Myrtle Beach isn't. It also means that people are dumping a lot of crap in the water, too. We're not even saying... Geez, I have to go to the bathroom. We're saying worse than that. We're saying worse than that, which I don't know about you. I know you don't want your kids when you're down there anywhere in Sarasota. You don't want them coming out of the water with dysentery or flu or pink eye.
Well, yeah, I mean, and you know, the bad part is, and like I said, I totally don't believe in global warming, and I don't believe in all that crap climate control, but I do believe that, you know, you kind of keep your area clean. And, mm-hmm. and right here in Kentucky, look, I'm telling you, I will put our state against just about any state in this country. And I've been to all lower 48, never been to Alaska, but been to all lower 48 in Hawaii. And I'm telling you, we have one of the most beautiful states in the country.
Yep.
We have some of the most beautiful waters in the country. We have the Cumberland Falls, which is absolutely beautiful. They call it the Niagara Falls of the South.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out on Lake Cumberland, and Lake Cumberland is absolutely gorgeous. And the bad problem is you've always got those guys that's going to still go down the end of their road, dump their trash. Good rains come, especially in spring, which Kentucky's very good about a spring cleanup. Everybody goes down their boats. They help clean up the lakes. into rivers. But you always got them idiots that just don't care and has no common sense, and they will dump crap off, and it comes into lakes. And, I mean, the rain will wash it down, and it makes the lakes look like hell.
Right.
And we really take, I mean, you know, like I said, I put Kentucky against just about any state as far as beauty. I mean, we've got East Kentucky, where I live, we've got beautiful mountains, jagged rock mountains, lakes, waterfalls all over the place, just absolutely gorgeous caves. You go to Eastern or Western Kentucky, and you've got the flat lands and everything else. Of course, you go north central or eastern Kentucky, you know, and you've got the horse farms and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, and people do ruin it. I mean, it gets annoying, and I understand that. And that makes it, and just like around Myrtle Beach, and the more people you have, you're going to have them idiots that's out, you know, just crashing things. And,
right, exactly. And so you can't deny that's about keeping it clean. I agree. And then, so that means the people in Kentucky have some more pride, because you're right, it's green, and it doesn't look trashy when you're, I've been to Kentucky all over the place many times, and it doesn't look like there's trash dumped all over.
Well, we try to keep it clean, and that's one nice thing about the state of Kentucky. I mean, they try to keep it clean, and as far as like the health bill, I can't even go on that, man. I've just been so discouraged about this whole, you know, everything.
I know.
And like the Thirsty Thursday today, that just torqued me off. Stay out of that crap. It's a city thing. It's up to the city government to deal with this officer for racial profiling. Our president has no business in it. Black, white, green, or yellow has no business in it. And it seems like the more they go into it anyway, the professor was the smart aleck that brought most of this on.
That's right. The more they dig, that's why he even said, hey, let's prefer to move on. I think he realized that, too. He didn't want all this dredged up. And you're right. The more they dig, the more stories that come out, the worse it gets. I agree with you.
I promise you. I go home, and my alarm goes off, and a city cop and one of the London City police officers come down there. Actually, it'd be Lawler County Sheriff's Office. They come to my house and say, hey, we need some ID. I will thank them when they're getting back in the car, because I know they were keeping my home, my family safe. And I'm not going to stand there and argue with them. So you think I'm breaking in? Why you think I'm breaking in? Because I'm wearing a pair of bib overalls, my cutoff T-shirt, and a baseball cap. Jesus, try me, you know. I would say appreciate you, man. I mean, they're looking out for your family and your belongings. And, you know, sometimes these guys are underpaid. They don't get enough credit. When they do something, people turn it around on them, and that's the sad part.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. You take it easy, man.
Thanks, Kate.
It's true. I said my example of having the kick door robber. They asked me for ID as well when they came to my door. I was exhausted. I hadn't had any sleep. It was the middle of the night, and, you know, there you go. A different situation, but similar in the sense that I was asked for the ID. Okay, I'm going to leave you with this one. Moral indignation is jealousy with a halo. Who said that? H.G. Wells.
Hello! Wake up and smell the calamity!